right now, talking about winter weather, talking about snow, talking about what a weird and strange winter it's been. It's time to bring in Willie Hallahan and talk about Jump Fest 2023. Hello there, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. Yes, what a weird winter it has been, you know. January is always a quirky month. If you're not in the position to need to follow the weather and snowfall and temperatures and so forth, you think of January as pretty much a winter month. But it always throws us curveballs. We at SWASA, who depend on cold nights to make snow for our event, and this has been an extraordinary January. Perhaps not as bad as some people think. People are thinking of January as warm days. We've gotten the 40s and even 50s. We've had rain. It's brown. It's been until recent days. It's been brown around your house everywhere. But we have had cold nights. We made a lot of snow before when it got cold. We take advantage of every cold night. We make snow. We made a mountain of it. We moved it around. Our junior jumpers have been jumping, still are. We need more. There's no question about that. And hopefully we'll get a couple of cold nights. And that's all we need. We have a gun that at full bore will turn 100 gallons of water a minute into snow. And it doesn't take too long to pile up a mountain of it. And we leave it in that mountain to preserve it when the temperatures do get up in the 40s or we do get a rain. You make a mountain of snow and that cold mass keeps pretty well. It would take a long, long time of warm, wet weather to dissipate that. So anyway, our people are experts at making snow when we can and keeping it when we have to. So anyway, we're optimistic about Jump Fest. It's, boy, the days dwindle down. It's 9 days and counting till Jump Fest. It's Friday, February 3rd through the 5th. The format, for those of you who have been, is pretty much the same. Friday night, we have Friday night lights. That's target jumping by the athletes under the lights. It's a fun night for the jumpers. We have the same jumpers all 3 days, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. They have different focuses on each of those 3 days. Friday night is perhaps the more party rock and roll type atmosphere, if you will, because it's fun for the athletes. It's fun for the people who come to watch. The jumpers are jumping to land on a target for prize money. There's no judging or anything like that going on. So it's a fun night for them. It's a great night for participants. It's a magical place on Friday night when we light up the roadway to walk in. The whole mountain is lit up, and it's magical is the only way I can describe it. And then after the jumping is over around 8:30, the human dog sled race takes over, and that is really a fan favorite. People come, quite honestly, just for that. I did a Google search, and there are very few places where this is officially done anyway. There are a couple of colleges, I think the University of Michigan, the Dartmouth, a couple of places in Iowa, and so about half a dozen places where there's an official human dog sled race, and ours is one of them, and it's a gas. Last year we had a really good turnout in terms of teams. We had like a dozen teams. And we had a very good crowd. It seems like we're adding to our crowd base every year. More and more people find out about us. They come and then they come back. So we're gratified by that. Anyway, the human dog sled race finishes off Friday night. Saturday is serious jumping for the jumpers. We start off with a junior competition, by the way, at 9:30 in the morning. These are not only our own jumpers. We have about 25 to 30 of our own kids around the Salisbury area that jump, but also kids from Lake Placid and other places in the east come and compete on the 20 and 30 meter hill. Excuse me. And then at noon, practice starts for the main event, which is the Salisbury Invitational. That's our own jump. It's a very prestigious one in the ski jumping world, in the east at least. And practice starts from 11 to noon. Competition starts at 1. That's a very popular event for viewers. Then Saturday night, the snowball is back.
Yes, after 2 years hiatus.
Yes, I know. And we're having it at the Grove this year, the Lakeville Grove building. And we've got the Steve Dunn Band playing, and John Sullivan organizes the whole event. He's great at that. That's a fun time. That goes from 8 to 11:30 at the Grove in Lakeville on Saturday night. $20 entry fee for that. It's gone up a little bit for that event. By the way, the entry fee for all Jump Fest events is still $15. I can't remember when we last changed it. It's got to be at least 15 years. It's been $15. And inflation be damned, it's still $15 for adults. Kids 12 and under still get in free. There are senior and military discounts and free parking. We try to make the event price-friendly, family-friendly, so as many people as possible can afford to come. Now on Sunday, that's the main event in terms of ski jumping. This is the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. This is the most important jump for the kids who are coming because how they fare on this day determines whether they may make the junior national team, which is a big, big deal. It's the next step towards the Olympics if they're aiming in that direction. There's the most at stake for ski jumping on Sunday. The schedule is the same as Saturday. There's practice from 11 to noon. Competition starts at 1. And it's a very prestigious thing for SWASA is that the junior national team for the Eastern Division is named after Sunday's competition. So it's a big deal. We're looking forward to it. We're hoping for good weather for attendance. We're hoping for a couple good nights of cold weather to make enough snow. And live streaming is back. We started that during the pandemic, thanks to Ian Johnson from Salisbury School. Every year they bring the equipment, and we have a hookup to stream both Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, excuse me, so that people who don't live in the area or can't make it or don't want to brave the elements to come in person can watch it on the computer. It's not hooked up yet, but there will be a place on our website, jumpfest.org, to click on and watch all 3 days of JumpFest live streamed. So that's pretty much it, Marshall. We're still looking for more. I don't know how many teams have registered for the Human Dog Sled Race. I said we had a dozen last year, which is great. We'll take more. The more, the merrier. For those who aren't familiar, it's a fun competition for six-person teams. If you've got five other friends, maybe co-workers or co-students at your college. It's a competition where five people pull one on a sled of the team's own design. It's about, a 200-yard course that we set up on the outrun of the ski jumps. We suggest that you be of some level of fitness because it is, you are running in the snow. And there is some risk. People fall down in the snow and that kind of thing. But if you're an intrepid soul, it's a fun competition, and you have hundreds and hundreds of people yelling and screaming and ringing cowbells for your team. So it's just a gas to behold and even better to participate in.
And just to remind people, you're running 200 yards, 100 yards downhill, and then the 100 yards uphill.
Yeah, that's right. And if you win your heat, you may have to run a second time in a runoff. So I'm not saying that you hold back in the first race, but it is an exertion. But for the fit, it's fun for sure.
Now, what's great about the weekend, Friday Night Lights, once again, if people are wondering, well, geez, how can I get out? There's food that is served there on Friday night as well.
That's right. Thank you very much for reminding me. We got the Cook Shack, which on Friday night will be manned by Sunday in the Country Food Drive, the proceeds of which will go to their food charity, which is a big, big deal. There will be a food truck there. Soar, the afternoon enrichment program at Salisbury Central School, sells hot toddies. There'll be a beer tent there. Great Falls Brewery from Canaan will be selling beer. So there's food and drink. There'll be hot chocolate. There'll be all kinds of things to fill you up and keep you warm.
And then on Saturday night, after you've gone to the skiing, and then you go to the snowball, there's going to be some food there. There's going to be pizza and stuff like that.
That's right. Yeah, for your entry fee, the $20 fee, you certainly get the night of entertainment by the Steve Dunn Band, and I think at 10 o'clock. That evening, there's free pizza. So, fun for all.
So you really can make a full day and evening of it on the Thursday.
That's right. It's a fun weekend, and we look forward to it every year. It's just going to be a great time. People come from all over, and it never ceases to amaze me as I sit in the ticket booth where people travel from. New Haven, the number of people who come from down that way is growing, again, as more people find out about it, and they tell their friends, and they come down from upper Massachusetts and into New York State. There's not a lot going on in the depths of winter, we realize, and this is just such a jewel in the wintertime schedule.
And once again, the first weekend, really, of February, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, jumpfest.org is the site you can go to get more information.
That's right.
And, I was talking to Pat Pagano this morning, and it will definitely be cold enough at night for you to continue making snow. And he believes that on February 1st, the first wave of cold air will really hit the area, where it's going to actually bring the temperatures down to seasonal. So, and they're also
right.
The ungreat thing about it is there might be a storm in that first week. But then again, I've always said the Salisbury Winter Sports Association volunteers are the hardest working volunteers. I have never seen them fail to do what they do. And
no, it's true. They never do. And we're used to last minute, sometimes last second, changes in schedule and weather and we make it work. Our piston bully snow mover does the work of 20 men, and that's been a great addition to our schedule. But when we have to snow the in run, the ramp of the tower, one night in a 2 or 3 hour time, 24 men work their butts off to ice the in run, and it's a tradition. Working hard and enjoying it is a Swasa tradition.
And to highlight that, it wasn't that long ago where one day it was 60 degrees and the next day it was back down in the 20s, and you ski jumped all weekend long.
I know. Mother Nature teases us every year. I don't know what we did to her, but she teases us for sure.
All right, so that is Jump Fest once again, February 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Snowball, of course. And, of course, you can get all the information at jumpfest.org. Willie, good luck with the weather and good luck with that weekend.
Thank you, Marshall, and thank you and Robin Hood Radio for everything you do for us. We appreciate it.
All right, take care, Willie.
You too.
Bye. Willie Hallihan, once again, Jump Fest from Salisbury Winter Sports Association, February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Jumpfest.org for more information.